Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message. Have you ever met or know one of those people that seems like they always need something new to entertain them, right? You got to know one of those people, right? They've always got, like, the new gadget, the new toy, right? They've always got, like, maybe some new clothes, the newest, freshest Jordans, right? They've always got, like, this new amazing thing. That they just want something that can just grab their attention, and it almost seems like it doesn't last very long, right? The attention that they're seeking or teaching that they get, it's always kind of very short-lived, and so they're always kind of going after the newer thing, right? I know some people like that, right? It's always the next thing. Man, what's the next thing up? What's the next thing I can purchase or collect? What's the next thing that I can get? Or maybe you know this person. It's the person that seems to have, like, a new personality every week, right? It's like a different one from last week. Or maybe it's like every week is like a new career, right? Right? This year, like, man, like my daughter, Christina, she's 4. And so when you ask her right now, I love doing this. I do it every once in a while just to see what she's going to say, right? Every once in a while, I ask her, what are you going to be when you grow up, right? And so every once in a while now, right, we get a different answer. We were getting a cowboy princess for a while, huh? Cowgirl princess. We were getting astronaut for a while there. Pilot. Yeah, there's been a couple things. But it's like every time it's something new. It's not the same thing. But then you know some adults that are kind of the same way. It's like, what are you going to be when you grow up? And it seems to change day to day, right? And maybe it's not even kind of just a job or career. Maybe it's a hobby, right? They want to be a dancer this week. I'm a rapper, right? Next week, working on my album, you know what I'm saying? Right? Maybe there's something kind of seems like every week there's something new that goes on. There's something new that changes. It's like every 5 minutes you're discovering, like, a whole different person, right? It's kind of like 50 first dates with some people, right? Anybody seen that movie, right? And the person has it, they forget, and it's something new. Right, every day it's like, oh, this is new, right? And so you're confused, and you're like, okay, who are you? What is, you know, can I pinpoint you? Can I, like, find, can center? Is that the word, center? Right? Can I get you centered to one spot? And we wanted, I'm one of those people. I get frustrated with those kind of people. Can I just be honest? They kind of work the last. It's the one right here, that nerve, because, like, I'm the type of person, like, I like people that are consistent. Because I'm a consistent person, so I like consistency. My wife will tell you, like, when we go to eat, I order the same stuff all the time. It doesn't change. If we go to a restaurant, I'm ordering the same thing at that restaurant that I ordered the last time. I don't change that much, right? I like consistency. And the same thing in life, like, when we meet people, when we connect with people, we want them to be consistent. We want to see consistency in their lives. And maybe you're sitting next to the person that kind of changes like this. Don't look at them. Just kind of look. Just blink real quick at me real quick. Don't look next to them, right? We're all guilty of this in some way, right? Of kind of this changing, this moving. And the reason why we do it, I really believe that because as humans, we desire to be fulfilled. We want fulfillment. And I really think that, man, we want to feel good. We want to know, man, this feels great to me. I want to feel connected. We want some of our lives have meaning and something beyond, you know, beyond what we're experiencing right now, that some way and somehow we're better than we were yesterday. And I think that's great. That's amazing. But then you see people, like, you know, they'll kind of do anything to reach that goal. They'll do anything to go and to reach that fulfillment. I want to feel like I've done something today. I want to feel like I'm making something of myself, that I'm becoming this amazing person. And that's why you see some people, they kind of shift and change every week. And you see some people that are consistent, but they want to make sure, man, I have to feel fulfilled. They want to have that feeling. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, some people's anything that they would do is more extreme than others. Right? Some people will go to the outer links of who they are to become, to be fulfilled, right? And you see it filled up with other stuff, hobbies and habits, right? And we use everything to kind of reach that fulfillment. For some people, it is a career. For some people, it is a relationship. For some people, it's drugs. Let's just be honest. For some people, it's that feeling, it's that emotion. We want that fulfillment to be reached, even if it's temporary. But for many of us in our relationship with God, we tend to do the exact opposite. You ever notice that? Right? It's like to get our own personal fulfillment, man, we'll go out of the way to do anything. Right? When it's 10 o'clock at night and I've got a craving, oh, I'm going to cookout. I'm going to cookout, girl. You can't stop me. I'm going to cookout. I want a hot dog tray. I already know I got it. Banana fudge milkshake. They just opened up right here on High Street, right downtown. They had North Carolina. They finally brought one to Jackson. I've been praying about this. Okay. My own personal confession right there. Okay. Right. But we'll go to any lengths to reach that fulfillment. It's what we want. But it seems like with God, we don't want to do that. Seems like with God, we'll do nothing to be fulfilled with God. It's like we'll do as little as we can, but want to still be okay with God. It's like with reading my own personal needs, man, I'll go all the way out. I'll travel across the world. I'll do everything. I'll change careers. I'll do this. Man, I'll do anything I have to do to reach that fulfillment. But it seems like when it comes to God, we don't want to do any work. We don't want to. Man, we don't want to reach that fulfillment. Like, man, there's nothing that we actually will do to reach God. And I really believe that's why we see so many Christians struggle with this one particular aspect of their faith, and that's spiritual growth. You see so many people, so many Christians, I see it so often, so many Christians, and I did for a while myself, that struggle in this area of spiritual growth. Right? It's kind of like you say the confession of faith, you say, Lord, I'll make you Lord of my life, and we stop. I don't want to go any further. Like, I'm good. I am a Christian, right? We want to be able to kind of check that off the box. Somebody asks you, what do you believe? Man, I'm a Christian. And that's it. That's the whole existence, right? There's nothing beyond just being able to say that you're a Christian. There's nothing beyond just knowing that I've kind of checked this box off in my life. That's the only place that we're at. And some of us, maybe we're ignorant about spiritual growth. Maybe we're afraid of spiritual growth. Or even some of us are kind of rebellious about growing spiritually. We're just like, no, I'm not going to grow. I'm going to kind of stay where I am. I'm good, right? I don't want to go too far out there. I'm going to stay where I am, because if I go a little bit further, people are going to think I'm crazy. So I'm just going to kind of stay where I'm a Christian by name. But anything else that might reflect my Christianity, anything else that might reflect my faith, man, I'll leave that to those holy rollers. I'll leave that to the people that go to church. You know, they're kind of loud over there, City Heart. I'll leave that to them over there. I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to offend anybody. I'll just kind of stay in my box where I am, and I don't want to necessarily do the work to grow spiritually. I've been telling our team that, man, this really for us this year, if there was one goal, if there was one thing that I wanted us to accomplish as a church, if there's anything this year by December 31st at 11:59 p.m., what I want us to achieve as a church, as individuals, is this: spiritual growth. I don't want us to say the same. Growth for me is not just about numbers. We're a new church, right? We got a pretty good crowd today, and I want that to continue to happen. Come back next week. Awesome. There'll be a part two, right? But even beyond that, with you coming, there should be something impacting your life. It has to go beyond just you being an attender or you just kind of checking that box, that Christian box off. There should be something impacting your life that goes beyond just you being able to say that you're a Christian. Should be something that goes beyond just kind of checking the believer box off. And we see it here. We read it. I think really this is the reason why Paul's talking about this in Ephesians 3:14-19. We see him kind of praying in this fervent manner for these people, because he's saying, man, I really want y'all to get this. I really want you to go beyond just the belief that you can say that I believe in Christ. I want you to really start living it. Let's look at it again. What does it say? He says, when I think of all of this, what Christ has done, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. This is a serious no-joke prayer right here. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, that he will empower you with inner strength. That's what he's praying for these people, that he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand. May you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love is. May you experience that love of Christ, even though you may not fully understand it. You may not fully grasp it yet, but man, Paul's desire is that, man, we would understand it, that we would know it, that we would experience it. Why? He says, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, we want all these amazing things that Paul says in his prayer. I know I want them. And this is the reason why he's pushing us towards growing spiritually. He's saying, man, we've got to move beyond just the believer kind of stand. Okay, great, you're a Christian. That's awesome. You can say that. But now what are you going to do about it? It has to move beyond just that. You can't just be an attender. You have to actually be somebody that's a part of the game. Don't just ride the bench. It's enough. It's enough. I'm trying to be Kobe. I want to play the whole game. Give me the ball. I'm not giving it back to you. No, I'm not passing. I'm trying to be in the game. That's what Paul's wanting from us. He's saying, man, I want you to be empowered with inner strength. I want you to understand the length and the width and the depth of God's love, to really understand it, to experience the love of Christ, and to be made complete by the fullness of life that you find in him. How do I do that? It's by growing spiritually. I have to be able to grow. I have to be able to do something beyond just what the standard rigmarole is. So, man, what does that require from us, though? How do I get there? What is this, man? How do I do this spiritual growth? How do I begin this process? The first thing that we have to do is we have to really trust in God. We have to trust him. You have to believe, right? That's baseline, right? So if you're going to believe, let's make sure you know what you believe. First thing that you need to believe is that Jesus died for your sins. First thing, baseline. Basic Christianity 101 right there. You believe that Jesus died for your sins. That God sent his son to this earth to live as one of us. Fully God, fully man. Then he went to the cross carrying our sins and he died on our behalf. Paid it full in advance, all for you. That's what he did. Here's a second thing that you need to believe. So you have to believe what we celebrated last week. That he rose from the dead. Second thing you believe, you have to believe that he rose from the dead. And so in this, what we have to do is connect ourselves to his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's what we're believing. And we do that by declaring Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. By saying, you know what, I'm connecting with you in this, and I'm dying in you in this with my sins. I'm giving that, I'm connecting that to you. And when you rise, I rise. As you are resurrected, I'm resurrected, right? As you are connected to the Father now I have a connection to the Father. This is basic stuff that we should understand. But there's more. There's something beyond this. Colossians 2:6. And it says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must, big word there, continue. Everybody say continue. You have to continue to follow him. You have to continue. You have to move beyond what you're doing. I mean, how do I do that? How do I continue to follow him? How do I continue to follow him? Colossians 2:7 tells us. The next verse says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong. Makes it really plain and clear. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong. I observe in people, and I've seen it so many times, that many of us have no faith because we have no roots. We have no faith because we have no roots. And some of us have no faith because we're just shallow. We don't have any roots. We haven't put anything down. We haven't put anything in the earth. We have allowed ourselves to become honestly, for a lot of us, we're really shallow Christians. Christians kind of Christians by name only. We become shallow in our walk with him, and we're not rooted in anything. So our faith has nothing to grow from. That's the thing. When we talked about this last week, that when Jesus came, that he was the perfect seed. And so what God did is that he planted him in the earth, fully God, fully man. He planted him there for us. And so it's our job to connect with him, to give him our sins. And when he died carrying all of us. And we talked about a seed last week and the fact that a seed is really encasing an embryo, right? And when that seed goes into the ground in the perfect conditions, then that seed sprouts. And what comes from the seed, what comes from that embryo, really a seed, what it does is that it sacrifices itself for the embryo. It sacrifices itself for what's on the inside. So as we gave Christ our sins, he took that and he went to the cross, died and was buried for us, and he was protecting us. And in him, he began to sprout. What sprouts is roots. What's put down is something into the ground. That once it's put down into the ground, you know what roots do? They kind of grab hold of stuff. They kind of make an anchor so that now, man, life can come forth off the ground. That's what a seed does. That's why Christ, we said last week, man, he was the perfect seed. Roots are anchors needed to keep a plant in place. They are the lifeline of a plant. That's why roots are so important. They're a lifeline. They provide food. They provide nutrients, and they provide protection for us. When I think of that, I'm like, man, that looks a lot like what we need from Christ. It's what we need from God. We're looking for these same things. So why aren't we growing spiritually? Why is this? Because many of us have never really planted genuine seed with Christ. Never really, really done it. It's one thing, right? My daughter comes and she asks, she's like me, she's a snacker, which is really bad. And so every once in a while, my daughter will come and she's like, Daddy, can I have a bar, like a breakfast bar, a granola bar? She loves those, like one of her favorite things. She's like, Daddy, can I want a bar? And sometimes I'm busy. Right, I'm working on something. I'm like, okay, babe, in a minute. I know I'm not the only parent that's ever done that before. Right. Okay, babe, in a minute. Right. And then I can tell she knows me well enough now that she's like, okay, Daddy didn't hear me, or he's choosing not to hear me. And so she'll come back and she'll ask it more seriously. She'll like come basically to my face, Daddy, I need a bar. And at that point, I know I have a choice to make, and I really one choice is to go and get her a bar. And I can tell there's a seriousness there. For a lot of us, we never kind of have made that really, really, really serious connection with God. We never really have really planted a real seed with God. And that's why we don't grow spiritually, because we haven't really connected to anything. We haven't put down any roots. We haven't connected fully to God with everything we've got. We've never really been rooted. The seed has never kind of sprouted out. When seeds are planted, we talked about this, they die. They sacrifice themselves so that what is contained in them can grow and begin to sprout roots. They die so that what is in them can grow. It's called germination. We talked about that last week. And we said this. We said this big statement that death prepares the way for life. When that seed sacrifices itself and dies, it literally prepares the way. It sprouts and roots go down so that life can come from it. And here's the thing. If a seed is never planted, there is never an opportunity for growth to occur. That's why I'm saying, no, you need to make a genuine, real, all the way conscious decision to really sow and plant and give your life to the Lord. Have to do it. I almost honestly, don't be offended, I almost prefer you not even call yourself a Christian if you're not really going to do it. If you're not really going to take it seriously, just, hey, I'm agnostic. Honestly, don't mean to offend anybody. Because here's the thing, I would, if you're going to be lukewarm, why even claim it? If you're not going to be hot for it, why be kind of lukewarm about it? Be all the way in. Go all, give it your all, or don't be anything. Christ died for us, went to the cross, nailed to the cross. Why? So that we might live. He sacrificed himself for us. So why would I give him kind of a lame, kind of passe faith? Why would I kind of not really kind of, oh, I guess I kind of believe in him this week. Oh, I guess I'm not really going through anything this week. The sun's out this morning. Oh, I guess I can believe in God today. That's kind of how we approach our faith sometimes. And it puts us in a very wrong place. If a seed is never planted, there is never an opportunity for growth to occur. And that's why we see in Romans 6, 4, 5, it says, man, for we died and were buried with Christ Jesus in baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also have new lives. When I make that serious commitment, the stuff that I've done, the generational curses in my life, man, the sins I've done, the mistakes I've made, that is buried with Christ. I don't have to think about it any longer. We were telling them in baptism class, man, we leave that stuff in the water. You leave it, man, you leave it there. When Christ went and was and died and was buried, he didn't come back up with the sin. He wasn't resurrected with the sin. The sin stayed there. In the ground, it's the same thing that we have to do. And since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. So that's the beauty of Christ, is that, man, he came and he died and he took my sins and he was dead and buried with it. But, man, when he was resurrected, when he was raised to life, so was I. So were you. So when you make that real commitment to God, when you leave it there, what comes out is something amazing. What comes out is you with a new life. That's what we should be desiring. That's the fulfillment that we're seeking. That's when we do that, here's what we get. We get empowered with inner strength. We get an understanding of God's love. We begin to experience the love of Christ and the fullness of life and power from God. It's the stuff that Paul was talking about earlier. Now, not only do I want to be buried in Christ, but I want roots that continue to grow down deeper and deeper. So why? So that I can experience all that God has for me. I don't want to just kind of root. If you see really large trees, really big, big trees. We got one in our front yard that just, man, it drops leaves so much. I hate raking leaves, right? But it drops so many leaves every year, right? And it's this big, massive tree. And the thing about it, like some of the roots go down. But here's the thing that I love. As I was researching, even those big old trees, they are still extending roots. Even as mature as they are, they never stop growing. That's how we should be when we get planted in Christ, when we are connected with him, our roots, who we are to be in him, we should never stop growing. And there's the thing about it, as tall as it grows, it's going to continue to extend down and out. That's the way our faith should be. Our lives should be in him, is that, man, as we continue to grow, our faith is continuing to move deeper and deeper in him. Not that you're deep trying to be deep like you're this amazing, oh, I can theoretically explain all this. No, the deepness that comes is the connection. That's what we're searching for. Man, God, I want to know you in such a real way. I want to have a relationship with you that's beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. Man, the things that I'm searching for and dreaming for and believing for in my life, that comes as I am connected to him. As I really begin to put my trust and my faith in him, as I begin to really understand how wide and how deep his love is, it begins to pour out of me. And you know what happens? Now I can give that to somebody else. I've planted roots so well, and I've done it so much, and now I'm beginning to burst through, and I'm beginning to extend fruit, and now other things are benefiting from man, the changes that I've made in my life. Now my friends are starting to see, man, there's something, this dude's sprouting up to be something different than I thought he was going to be. Man, there's stuff coming off his life. There's stuff coming off her life that's just amazing, and we should be wanting that. Man, my mom, who maybe may not have been saved for years, man, now she's seeing me change my life, and she's starting to talk about God a little bit more. Maybe, man, I've got some friends on my campus that, man, that when they hang in my room, maybe they don't cuss as much as they used to. Man, maybe I've got this girlfriend or this dude that I'm dating. Man, maybe they start respecting my body because of who I have established myself in Christ. It starts to weave out in our lives. We should be looking for that. But if I never do anything about truly planting my seed with Christ and being rooted, I'm in danger of falling away from the faith. If you never really plant the seed, if you never fully engage, if you never put it all the way in, here's what happens. Here's how Christ explained it himself. Matthew chapter 13. He says, listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. He's telling a parable. A farmer went out to plant some seeds, and as he scattered them across his fields, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. It's like I'm wilting right now. And since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. I'm preaching. Y'all just missed it. Woo. Right, let me explain it. What you see here is an example of what happens with seed. It's four circumstances that we see, and this is what happens with us as Christians. You see four types of seed that happen in our lives. Here's the first thing that happened. There's some seed that lands on a footpath. These are people who hear a message. They'll hear a message like today, or they've heard messages before. They've been in a service, and it touches them, but they don't fully understand it yet. And what they did hear, even that little bit they did hear, gets snatched away. Just like that. It's on a footpath. The next one you see is seed that falls on rocky soil. It's like people who hear a message and they have joy about it. But because they don't have deep roots, because roots never went down, they don't last long. When problems come or someone comes after them for believing in God, they fall away. They fall away. Here's a third thing. We see seed among thorns. Those are people who hear a message, but it's quickly drowned out by worry, by stress, by desires for monetary gain. And so nothing ever really comes of it. Nothing ever really happens in their life. And there's a fourth thing. There's seed that falls on good soil. Seed that is planted under the right conditions and that sprouts and begins to extend roots. These are people that hear a message and it affects their lives and it goes deep and they decide to make a change. And what they grow into is far greater than who they were. At one time, all of us have fallen into one of these categories. One of us has fallen into them. You might be sitting in this room today, and this happens to you. Maybe you're here, man, and you've fallen into this place where you are deep and rooted in God, where your spiritual depth is just, man, you're deep. You're in there. Maybe you're somebody that, man, you heard a message, and it just kind of seems like once you walked through the door, it just got snatched away and just went back to who you were before. Like, it's like nothing ever really happened. Maybe you're a person that, man, you came and you heard a message, but it's like stuff started happening in your life. Some problems came. Man, you kind of messed up here, you messed up there. And it seems like, man, you had a desire to really, God, I really want to be with you, but, man, there's just so much stuff going on. And you just kind of fall away. Maybe you're somebody that, man, you hear a great message. You hear something, you hear God speaking to you like he is right now. I know he's doing it right now in this room. But it's drowned out because of worry, because of stress in your life, because you're searching for stuff that maybe seems so elusive. You're searching for money, monetary gain. You're trying to get rich and do all this stuff outside of what really matters. And that's growing spiritually in God. We believe that, man, that getting seriously rooted spiritually will help you to grow and lead the life. It'll help you find that fulfillment that you're looking for. It's what we need. I don't want to just be a checkbox Christian anymore. I want my life to really matter. So not only am I fulfilled, but, man, I'm helping to help other people become fulfilled in their lives. I don't want to stay the same. I don't want to see that, what I've given to God and what he's done on earth, I don't want the result of that to be nothing. I want it to mean something. I want to be fulfilled in my life. Maybe that's you today, and you've kind of been in this place where you've been searching for God. You've been wanting to connect with him. You've been kind of wanting this thing, but man, it seems so elusive. It seems like there's always something that comes up. There's always something that keeps you from really connecting with God. I believe today, during this message, that you have reached a point where you can have an opportunity to really connect with God if you so desire. That he really wants to connect with you. He really wants you to grow spiritually. That he really would love for you to be rooted in him. What should I do to be rooted in him? What's going to help me grow spiritually? It's first believing, but then it's continuing to follow him. Bow your heads, let's pray. Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com, or you can check us out on social media at cityheartjxn.